Second and one for the Falcons. They scrimmage from their own 29. Ryan turns. Gives to Turner. He's got the first down. Powering his way out to the 34-yard line, taken down by DeAndre Levy. First quarter numbers, total yards, Atlanta 93, the Lions 121. Through the air, 84 Detroit, 80 for Atlanta. 13 on the ground for the Falcons, 37 for Detroit. 9:06 time of possession for the Lions, 5:54 for Atlanta. Four first downs to three for Detroit, each team with a penalty. One turnover by the Lions that resulted in a touchdown for the Falcons. Brandy, you astutely pointed out the Lions have given up 35 points off turnovers in the last 2 weeks. First and 10 Atlanta from their own 34. Rodgers in the game. They fake the inside handoff to him. Ryan pumps, now throws right side. Complete to Julio Jones. Cross the 35. Gets to the 40-yard line. And forced out of bounds at the 41. It's a gain of 7 on the play. It'll be second and 3. Second quarter brought to you by this Michigan-based company, Flagstar Bank, a bank here for Lions fans. Member FDIC. 14 minutes to go, first half, second and 3 Atlanta. They're at their own 41. They lead it 7-3. I formation, Cox in front of Rodgers. Gonzalez in motion to the right, now back to the left. They give it to Rodgers, trying to bounce outside, does, gets to the 45, gets hit, able to force his way forward for another yard. Got stacked up by Durant and Delmas after a gain of 5. That'll be a first down with 13 and a half to go in the half.
The Lions are closing the hole defensively. They're doing a good job of closing the hole that's created. But what they aren't getting is that secondary guy getting off a block to stop a bounce wide or a cutback. And Atlanta's runners are getting 2-3 extra yards they probably shouldn't be getting.
Snelling into the game for Atlanta. He's the lone back. First and 10 now. From their own 46. Ryan wants to throw. Seven-step drop. Does underneath. Got it complete. Snelling catches it at the 48. Dropped immediately with a flag down. Steven Tulloch with the tackle. It's going to be against Atlanta.
Here's holding. Offense number 77. 10-yard penalty. Replay. First down.
Tyson Clabo, the right tackle, called for the penalty.
Well, Willie Young gave him a little inside move. Fake. And then bounced it outside of Clabo, and he couldn't recover. And he had to grab him on the way by, or Willie Young would have got a shot at Ryan.
That'll set up a first and 20 now for the Falcons. They lead this one 7-3 in the second quarter, 12:50 to play, clock running. Ryan brings them to the line. Operates from the gun, Turner to his left. Lions show a four-man front. Willie Young standing as that left defensive end. Now he goes down in a three-point stance. Ryan takes, fakes the inside handoff, quick throw, setting up a receiver screen. Left side, caught by Harry Douglas, well read by the Lions. He got to the 37-yard line for a gain of 1, and that's it.
Jontae Green, nice play there. Able to understand and read the screen, the wide receiver screen, and react up to it and get by a blocker who was heading in his direction. Makes the play on the carry, on the receiver.
Second down, 19 now for the Falcons. They send three receivers to the right side. Snelling is the back to the left of Ryan, who's in the gun. Four-man front for the Lions. Gonzalez in motion right to left. Ryan looking out over that defense. Now he takes, got the football, looks. Now he throws, got it to Snelling at the 39, sidesteps the tackle. Houston's got him at the 45. But he picked up about 6-7 yards after contact to the 49. In turn, what would have been about a 5-yard gain into a 12-yard gain. And that sets him up with a manageable third down and 7 now.
Boy, they almost got to Ryan that time. Four-man rush. The pocket collapsed. And Ryan, like I told you earlier, this is a check-down offense. They give Ryan a check-down safety valve guy on every play.
Missed tackle there by Drayton Florence, resulting in extra yards. Third down and 7. Falcons from their own 49. Lions show blitz. Here they come. Ryan throws. Got a complete Roddy White. First down, Lions territory, or very close to it at the 44. It will depend upon the spot. Boy, I thought he had it. Not so sure he got a good spot there.
He looked like he was clearly over the first down line, but they marked him back. This is going to be close.
I think he's going to have it by the nose of the football. They will measure. Needs to get down to the 44, and I think he just got there. You go back, Brandy. That's a big missed tackle now by Drayton Florence.
You bet it is.
You got to come under control, get the man on the ground. That gave an extra 6-7 yards and gave them a more manageable third down. Here's the stretch of the chains, and they did get it by the nose of the football. .10:59 to go here in the first half. And how about the start for Matt Ryan? 9 for 9, 107 yards and a touchdown.
Dan, you talked about the little things, the missed tackle. That's one of those little things that, you know, in the course of a game, oh, he missed a tackle. That's a big play because that first down conversion keeps them in possession of the football where they'd be kicking usually if he makes that tackle.
In the world of little things, that's the acorn that becomes the oak.
The big oak shade tree that you can't get out from underneath.
First and 10, Atlanta. Ryan wants to throw. Looking right, comes back left. Throws, got it complete. Julio Jones with it inside the 40 to the 39. Gain of 5. It'll be 2nd and 5 from there. Justin Durant. Nice tackle. Boy, they have gone after that receiver screen a couple of times tonight.
They really have. They feel that they've got speed advantage outside, especially with Julio Jones. Roddy White also, and you've seen Roddy White go slant cut in front of Chris Houston and a big long fly route behind him for a score earlier.
2nd and 5, Jaquizz Rodgers in for Atlanta to the right of Ryan, who's in the gun. Ryan's got it. Looks right, comes back left again, setting up that receiver screen. Roddy White, and he's going to go. 15, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown. Big block by Tony Gonzalez. Keep banging on that door, and they finally kicked it in with that receiver screen.
They got a great block over there, too, from Sam Baker. Sam Baker, the left tackle, goes out and knocks Louis Delmas to the ground. And if you're a safety, Dan, you cannot get knocked to the ground. You've got to keep your feet. I don't care if it's a tackle out there, somebody bigger than you. You've got to play off the block and maintain balance and not get knocked down. He makes a tackle if he doesn't get knocked down.
Roddy White, 4 catches, 106 yards, 2 touchdowns. And this is pretty surgical what the Falcons' offense is doing to the Lions' defense right now. Bryant on for the extra point. Up and good, and it's now Atlanta 14 and the Lions 3 with 9:54 to go in the half. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Between frozen toes, a runny nose, and bulky clothes, it's pretty easy to know when it's time to get winter tires, and it's even easier to know just where to get them.
At Bell Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest tire price period on just the right winter tires for your ride. Our experts will help you choose the right winter tire for your vehicle and your budget so you can get where you're going in bad winter weather. And with our optional tire storage program, we'll clean and store your off-season tires in our climate-controlled warehouse so you don't have to lug them home again. Then we'll reinstall them for you when the weather changes.
Wow, a valet service for my tires. Nice. I got the lowest tire price and room in my garage to park the car. I'm beginning to like winter.
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire is open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 to 6. And Saturday, 8 to 5. For the Bell Tire near you, go to belltire.com. Let the best take the stress out of holiday shopping. Lucido Fine Jewelry on Shaner and Sterling Heights or Main Street in downtown Rochester. Lucido has the best gifts to fit any budget. Lucido's lineup includes Hearts on Fire, David Yurman, Tacori, A. Jaffe, and watches from Tag Heuer, Breitling, and more. If you're not sure what you're looking for, Lucido's expert staff can help you every step of the way. Begin your quest for the best at LucidoFineJewelry.com. You want to play with the best? Shop with the best at Lucido Fine Jewelry. Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Today's game is brought to you by Henry Ford Health System, official hospitals of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. How about Matt Ryan, 11 out of 11, 151 yards, 2 touchdowns. That quarterback rating still at 158.3 because it can't get any higher. Down to the sidelines we go, Tony Ortiz.
Dan and Jim, pointed message from Gunter Cunningham. Didn't mince words with his secondary. Told them, look, you got to tackle better. No doubt about it. You want to be embarrassed in this game? Keep on doing what you're doing. Telling the secondary, look, if you don't play better, you're going to get blown out of this one and get embarrassed. Something the Lions just don't want to do on national television again.
9:54 to go first half. Falcons 14, Lions 3. Lions set to get it back. Basher to kick off. Stephon Logan, 4 yards deep, coming out middle of the field. 5'10", Logan Wright, the 15, hit and dropped, shy of the 20. Taken down at the 16-yard line by Robert James. So that's where the Lions will take over. They are down 11, 14-3 here in the second quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross health plan advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon.
Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
14-3, Falcons on top, 9:48 to go. Lions have it, moving right to left. Stafford brings them to the line. They scrimmage from their own 16. Three receivers set. Thomas, Calvin Johnson, Chris Durham. Stafford takes, inside handoff to LeShore, bounces right, across the 20, good room out to the 22-yard line. Close to the 23, picks up 7 on the play, it'll be 2nd and 3 coming up, tackled by Stephen Nicholas and Sean Weatherspoon, pair of linebackers for this Falcons defense.
It's that play where they use Riley Reiff as a H-back, wing-back, and he comes back and almost uses a trap block as a wham block from the backfield. Create a little room for Michael LeShore.
Second down. Here come the Lions. Chappis up back in an offset eye. Shades to the right. Deep back LeShore. 2nd and 3. Stafford turns. Fakes to Michael. Steps up in the pocket. Throws once. Calvin right side. Did he get 2 feet down? You bet. Out at the 43-yard line. Megatron hauls it in. Terrific throw by Stafford over two defenders for 20 yards. Asante Samuel and Thomas Dekou were both there, but Stafford able to thread the needle.
You know how much confidence there is to throw that ball in there to that guy? He's double covered, bracketed by two pretty good players, Samuel and Dekou, and yet he throws an absolute dart. And Calvin comes up with it for a big play.
4 catches, 90 yards so far for Megatron. He is 92 shy of Jerry Rice. On first down, Lions run it. It is LeShore fighting to get back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a yard. Sean Weatherspoon is there. He was working his way along the picket fence trying to find an opening, and there just wasn't anything there.
Penetration coming from the linebacker spot. You got to block backside and make sure you maintain contact with that defender. If you don't, he's going to make penetration in the backfield and force a back away from the hole he's intended.
LeShore got 1, 2nd and 9. Lions at their own 44, down 14-3. Stafford on 2nd down, going to throw. Flares it out right side, complete. Joy Bell trying to shake a tackler at the 45, can't do it. Well read by the Falcons. Got to the 46 with his forward progress. That's a gain of 2. It'll bring up 3rd and 7 now for Detroit. Today's Bell Tire touchdown contestant for the first half is Barry Burke from Detroit. The way this is going, Barry, they have got to find the end zone. Because right now Atlanta's offense is in a groove, up 14-3. Lions 2 out of 4 on 3rd down tonight, looking at a 3rd and 7. from their own 46. Mike Thomason, three receiver set for the Lions. Stafford looking out over that Falcon defense. Leans in. Now he takes a step back. Now he leans in and he's got it. Delayed blitz comes. Stafford in trouble. Throws right side and incomplete. Pressure coming that time from Jonathan Babineau. And they also brought a delayed blitz as well that came clean, and Stafford had to get rid of it. And again, you see him with the initial dropback, Brandy, and he just doesn't have anything out there.
Well, he wanted to go to Calvin again in a crossing route. And what they did is Stephen Nicholas, the linebacker, basically takes Calvin right out of the play. As he comes across the middle, he just gets in his way. And he stops him from getting to the route and getting to the spot. And then the pressure gets to Matthew, and he's got to throw it away.
Nick Harris to punt. Doesn't get it to turnover. Dominique Franks comes up, calls for the fair catch, makes it at the 17-yard line. That's where Atlanta will take over after a 37-yard punt. 7:07 to go here in the first half. 14-3 Falcons. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
My friend's going to her car dealer for tires. Really? Is that a good idea? Wait in line to drop off her car at 7:30 a.m., pick it up who knows when, and pay car dealer prices? Ouch! Talk about sticker shock.
At Bell Tire, get the guaranteed lowest tire price period. Plus, our tire installation package gives you more value than the competition can offer at any price, including free lifetime alignment checks, free lifetime nitrogen inflation, free lifetime tire rotations, and more. Plus, Bell Tire's got the best ASE certified mechanics in the business. For the guaranteed lowest tire price period and great service, it's Bell Tire.
A car dealer for tires? I gave my friend a better idea. Go to a tire expert. At Bell Tire, she'll get in and out fast and get the lowest tire price. Hey, what are friends for?
It's not your usual tire store. It's
Bell Tire.
Better at every turn.
With over 80 locations, Bell Tire's in your neighborhood. For the Bell Tire near you, call 888-GO-BELL or log on to belltire.com. Hurry to Bell Tire today.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon. You can't fake local. You're either from Michigan or you're not. Flagstar Bank is Michigan's hometown bank. Visit flagstar.com to find the branch nearest you. Member FDIC.
Now the Lions defense is going to have to stand up and get a stop here. This thing's going to get out of hand. 14-3, Falcons up. 7:07 to go first half. Atlanta, 18 offensive plays so far tonight, 174 yards. They've averaged 9.7 yards a play. On first down from their own 17, Ryan to throw. With time in the pocket, throws right side, complete to Douglas. Douglas is run out of bounds by Chris Houston across the 20 to the 22. Gain of 5 on the play. It'll be second and 5.
Like to see the defense do more than just stand up. Like to see them get a turnover. Like to see them turn the ball over in plus territory. And again, make that play that can turn momentum around. That's what the Lions have been missing all year.
Well, given a choice between a stop and that, I would take your scenario. Here come the Falcons on second and 5. Ryan turns, gives to Turner, trying to get left. Gus gets upended. Big hit that time by Lewis Delmas. Came up to support the run right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a yard to the 23. Delmas went low, and big old Michael Turner went right over the top of him. 5'10", 247 pounds.
He's kind of the poster child for bowling ball running backs in this league, isn't he? Just he's little, but boy, he's big thighs, the bowling ball back.
Sometimes you're the ball, sometimes you're the pin. Third down, Ryan back to pass. Stepping up the pocket, going to get hit, going to go down. Back at the 12-yard line.
And Ndamukong Suh just absolutely bull rushed his man right into the lap of Matthew Stafford. Just, I mean, manhandled this big guard, Peter Kahns, right into the lap of Matthew Stafford.
Lawrence Jackson got the sack. Sue forced the issue.
Wow. That's just a
that's
physical.
One of those plays, though, that people look at the scorecard and they'll say, you know what, Sue didn't do anything. That's a play he made.
And physically just dominated Kahns to get that guard right in Ryan's lap.
Lions to get it back. Bosher with the punt. Not a good one. Off the side of his foot. Logan tells everybody to back up. He makes the catch at the 42. And they're going to say he called for a fair catch. Logan says, no, I was trying to tell people to get out of the way. Logan says he was waving his arms low.
The receiver signaled for fair catch. The ball is dead upon possession. First down, Detroit, timeout.
Logan says, no. The official says, yeah. Lions will get good field position out of it, but it could have been better. And, yeah, you look at the replay. Logan went up with the right arm. That looked like a fair catch call. Nice play by the officials out there. Mistake by Stephon Logan. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
I have never had visions of sugar plums dancing in my head, ever.
What a little dickens. Yep, it's Gordy, founder of ABC Warehouse, with what could be a long list of things that are not in his head.
And calling birds? What the heck is a calling bird?
Let's get an ornithologist in here ASAP.
But you know what does come to mind each holiday season?
A sweet and longing sense of nostalgia for days gone by?
Uh-uh. ABC's massive selection of appliances, electronics, and high-tech digital equipment.
So I was close.
Right now, ABC has great deals on great gifts. Get name-brand TVs, DVD players, stereo equipment, camcorders, digital cameras, even blenders.
Blenders topping a lot of Christmas lists this year.
Ever try to puree by hand?
Good point.
Get great deals on last-minute gifts like a Kobe 29-inch LED HDTV. It's a super value at just $179. A DVD player for under $15 after rebate. Or a Hotpoint extra-large capacity washer and dryer just $287 each. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to Ho-Ho Wholesale.
Just like the Lions, Flagstar is one tough competitor. And while there are a lot of rivals out there trying to prove they're from here and understand Michiganders, we know the truth. You can't fake local. Flagstar is Michigan at its core. In fact, they're the largest bank headquartered in the state. Visit flagstar.com to learn more or look for a branch on your next drive home. You'll probably see two. Flagstar Bank, member FDIC.
Today's second quarter Michigan Made Business is ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based Michigan Made clients.
So far tonight, 22 offensive plays, 151 total yards, 6.9 yards per play. They had a fumble that was big in Atlanta territory. 11 runs, 11 passes. Here they come, first and 10 from their own 41. Best starting field position of the night. Stafford loads up those. Got Scheffler across the 45 to the 48-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play. Thomas DeCou with the tackle.
Quick run fake out of the shotgun. Really holds backers. And that's allowing Scheffler really to kind of get to a spot for that quick throw. If you don't run that run fake, backers are floating out of there and getting in the underneath area and get their hands up.
Good thing Scheffler played baseball at Western Michigan, because that was a fastball from Matthew Stafford. Here come the Lions now on second and 3. Stafford inside handoff goes to LeSure. Trying to find a hole over the right side. Nothing doing. Maybe a yard to the 49, and that's it. It's going to bring up 3rd and 2. Today's game brought to you by McDonald's Brewing, the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. With 4.5 to go here in the first half, and the Lions down 14-3, this becomes a pretty significant third down. Ball's at the 48. They need to get to the 49 of Atlanta, so call it 3rd and 3. Critical third down brought to you by Three Dimensional Services Group, the unbelievable prototyping company. Stafford out of the gun. Heller in motion, left to right. Stafford takes with time. Looks right. Somewhere to go. Throws. Got a complete. Calvin with it. And that's going to be a first down with a flag down, and the ball came loose. Falcons have it left sideline. It's Robert McClain. McClain into Lions territory and down to the 41-yard line. Let's wait on that flag.
I think you're going to get in motion against the Lions. Calvin was moving when that ball was snapped.
If it is, the Falcons.
Legal formation, offense, 6 men on the line of scrimmage. That penalty is declined. The result of the play is a fumble recovered by Atlanta. First down.
Pried loose by John Abraham. Second time tonight, the Lions have fumbled in Falcon territory.
It's self-inflicted wounds again. I mean,
Matthew Stafford made that tackle time on McClain.
Dan, you went through the numbers. Lions, from a number standpoint, offensively doing pretty good. Then I got 3 points out of it. And you can't turn the ball over in plus territory to a team as good as the Falcons and expect to have a shot at winning the game.
First and 10, Atlanta from the Lion 40. They're up 14-3, looking for more. Ryan changing the play at the line, barking out the signals. First left, then right, then turns. Gives it to Michael Turner as he does with a football. Turner left side, big hole, 35, down to the 32-yard line. Picks up 8, DeAndre Levy with the stop. It'll be 2nd and 2.
And they're going to go up tempo.
Falcons go straight to the line with 3:45 to go in the half. Ryan turns, gives to Turner again. Turner with a first down. Hit as he gets to the 29-yard line. And drop Justin Durant and DeAndre Levy, along with Kyle VandenBosch, teaming up to make the stop. Once again, Atlanta will go straight to the line. They've got a 1st and 10 now from the Lion 28. They lead 14-3. They're looking for more. Atlanta will get the ball to start the second half as well.
Yeah, when they get a turnover, they tend to do this, especially in your territory. They really get aggressive offensively.
Ryan out of the gun, empty backfield. Got two receivers right, two left. Got two tight ends in there, one tight to the line on each side. Takes the snap with time, steps up in the pocket, throws, wants Julio Jones in the end zone, incomplete. A lot of contact out there with Lewis Delmas. No flag. It'll be now 2nd down and 10. It wasn't really a catchable football that
time. Well, and Delmas was playing the ball, and he had position on Jones, where Jones was actually running into Delmas. Delmas has got every right to his spot on the field, too.
First incomplete pass of the night by Matt Ryan after he hit on his first 12. 2nd down and 10. Falcons from the Lion 28. Jaquiz Rogers, the back, behind Ryan, who's up under center. Two receivers to the right side, one to the left. Play clock down to 3. They get it off. Ryan looks right now in the delay. Hands off to Rogers. Hit in the hole by Steven Tulloch right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be 3rd and 10. Clock moving down to 2:45 to go, first half.
VandenBosch got a hand on Rogers first. Forced him to double clutch step, if you will, at about the line of scrimmage. And that, I think, helped Tulloch, I think, Levy get in there and make the finish off the tackle.
Falcons are 2 out of 4 on 3rd down tonight. 3rd and 10 from the Lion 28. 14-3, Atlanta up. Ryan takes the shotgun snap with time. Throws left side in the flat. Got Jaquiz Rogers. 1st down to the 17-yard line. And Brady, that's a case where you're in a prevent defense. You're trying to let them have anything they want in front of you. But at the same time, you've got to be cognizant of where that first down marker is. They gave Rogers so much room. By the time they made contact, he was already at the first down marker. That's a mental mistake. Falcons get a 1st down out of it at the Lion 17. 14-3, Atlanta up. 2 minutes to go, first half. 2-minute warning brought to you by Crown Royal. Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. Atlanta up 14-3, knocking on the door. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross health plan advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon.
Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Lions Red Zone Defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future. Here come the Falcons now, first and 10 from the Lions 17. This off a turnover, a Calvin Johnson fumble. They have already scored after a Michael LeShore fumble tonight. On first down, Ryan turns, fakes to give to Turner. Now he throws it to Turner, middle of the field. He's hit and dropped after a short gain at the 16-yard line. Steven Tulloch with the tackle. Got one on the play. It'll be second down and 9. Clock moving down to 1:45. Atlanta's got all three timeouts.
That's a great play by Tulloch there because Tulloch has got the running back responsibility. And he comes up there and he sees him after he gets kind of a short drop, sees the screen, middle screen setup, comes up and makes a play.
Lions go nickel formation, 5 defensive backs on 2nd and 9. Ryan out of the gun. Jaquizz Rodgers to his left. Ryan sets deep in the pocket, throws right side, wants Julio Jones. Got him. Did he get both feet down? No signal yet. Officials are talking. Touchdown, Falcons. What a throw by Matt Ryan. Now, this will be looked at upstairs. The question will be whether or not Ryan was able to hit Jones and allow him to get both feet down. If it is, Jones with his 10th touchdown of the season. All scoring plays are reviewed.
It's going to be very close. Whether he has possession and both feet in.
That's a touchdown.
And he does.
I'm looking at the replay. That's a touchdown. Ryan's 30th of the year.
That's
10
great.
For Julio Jones. And, Brandy, here's a number for you. In less than 6 quarters, that is 42 points scored off of Lions turnovers. 92 on the season. But in 6 quarters, that's 42. You can't do that against an offense. You can't do that against anybody. Heck, it happened against the Cardinals last week. This is the Falcons.
You can't do it against anybody. I agree with that 100%. You turn the ball over, and then you make those turnovers. The other guy makes them turn into points. You got a real big problem. That's great footwork by Julio Jones, too. I mean, he caught that ball right at the back end of the end zone and tiptoed both feet inbounds for the score.
Touchdown stands. Bryant for the extra point. Up and good. And it is now 21-3 Falcons over the Lions. Matt Ryan tonight, about 15 out of 16, 184 yards, 3 touchdowns. Quarterback rating 154.2.
Not bad. Hey, Lions fans, how about beating the Rush next week and have your tailgate inside for the game Sunday against the Bears here at Ford Field? Between 11 and 12:30, fans inside the stadium can enjoy free hot dogs and sausages at the Corner Lounge, $5 draft beers at the Bud Light Party Zone, and have a chance to win sideline passes for the pregame warm-ups against the Bears. So for more information, visit DetroitLions.com. Arrive early. Beat the Rush next week and get some real interesting perks like sideline passes, possibly free hot dogs and sausages. Not a bad way to go. Get to the game early and enjoy all of that provided by the Lions. Visit DetroitLions.com for details.
That drive, 7 plays, 40 yards, 2:47 off the clock. Ryan to Jones. Drive began after a Calvin Johnson fumbled. 1:17 to go in the half. Lions have 2 timeouts. They're down 21-3.
Can I say something?
You sure can.
Making plays. Atlanta has. Detroit has not.
They're 12-2 versus a team that's lost 6 in a row. Here comes Logan back to the 15-yard line and snowed under. Special teams for Atlanta led by Robert James. First man in.
No, I'm just,
I mean, Brandy, let's just break it down.
Yeah, well, no, I'm
here,
just.
Let look at the numbers. Atlanta this year, 7-1 in games decided by 7 points or less. The Lions, 3-7. They've been making plays all year, and the Lions haven't.
I'm just talking. They've created 2 fumbles already. They have made a catch in the end zone that wasn't easy by Julio Jones. And I'll be honest, I think the catch that Roddy White made earlier was a pretty darn good catch. 2 great throws by the quarterback. And, I mean, they made plays. And that translates to 21-3. And that's the difference in this team and the Lions.
Here come the Lions from their own 15 with two timeouts remaining. Stafford wants to throw, does over the middle. Joyke Bell bobbles it, hauls it in, gets to the 20, gain of five. Clock moving, 105 to go. Lions go straight to the line. Under a minute remaining in the half now. Two receivers left, one right. Matthew takes the ball with 50 seconds remaining in the half. Delayed blitz comes. Stafford throws. Got to complete. Chris Durham with it. Runs out of bounds to the 34-yard line. Gain of 14 on the play. And a first down. Stops the clock with 45 seconds left.
Well, that's a good read there by Matthew Stafford. They got everybody going over there to make sure Calvin doesn't get anything. So he comes off to the other side. Robinson is giving Durham tons of cushion. And it's an easy pitch and catch right by the boundary, which allows them to stop the clock.
Stafford so far tonight, 12 out of 15, 135 yards. First and 10 Lions from their own 34. Stafford's got it. Four-man rush. They set up a receiver screen, and Calvin gets drilled. Hit hard as the pass goes incomplete. Sean Weatherspoon read it well. That'll stop the clock with 42 seconds remaining. Second and 10 for the Lions coming up. Remember, they did use a timeout on the second play of the game because they had some sort of confusion out on the field. Not sure what happened there yet.
I don't.
But obviously very unusual to see a team use a timeout on the second play of the game.
And I don't think a wide receiver screen to Calvin is optimal because they're trying to bother him right off the line of scrimmage. They're going to let him catch one at the line of scrimmage. He's got to get in their secondary.
Second and 10. Stafford's got it. Looks right. Throws right. Got a complete. Calvin with it. Inside the 50 and down to the Falcon 44-yard line. And the Lions will use a timeout with 36 seconds remaining. 22 yards on the play. And Calvin has set an NFL record now with eight straight 100-yard receiving games. That's the 11th time this season he has gone over 100 yards. That ties an NFL record set by Michael Irvin. Calvin tonight, six catches, 117 yards. He is now 65 yards shy of Jerry Rice's all-time record.
Well, that's what I mean by getting him into the secondary. You know, throwing him the ball at the line of scrimmage with so much attention that he gets, I don't think that's the way to use him. I think he's got to get off the line of scrimmage, get a release, get into that secondary and find a hole. He's such a big target. He can physically outplay defenders in the secondary. But at the line of scrimmage, he's not as, I think, effective.
First and 10 Lions now from the Falcon 44. Stafford ready to go. Out of the gun, he takes the snap. Got time. Looks. Throws over the middle. Got a complete. Joyke Bell with it. Bell trying to get outside. Not going to do it. Taken down at the 38-yard line. Clock moving. Down to 25 seconds to go. Lions only have one timeout left. Now they're in trouble with the clock, and they're going to have to burn a timeout. Nope. Stafford's going to take him to the line with 15 to go. Stafford takes the snap. Straight drop. Looks, throws over the middle. Caught by Durham inside the 20. Down to the 19-yard line. And the Lions will burn a timeout with 7 seconds to go. Now your choice is one play to the end zone or send the kicking unit on now with 7 seconds left, and they'll send Jason Hansen out.
Yeah,
Lions just took too much time before that last play.
Well, they wanted to be able to use the entire field. And basically, that's why they went without the timeout there, so they could use the timeout if they got the completion down the middle of the field.
And this also comes back to that timeout they had to burn.
First series, second play of the game. You're right, Dan. That timeout was wasted. Comes back to haunt them here.
7 seconds to go. Hansen for the field goal. He's got one tonight. This will be from 38 yards. Hansen's ready. There's the snap, the spot, kick on the way, and Jason sends it through. And the Lions now, 6 points on the board. They trail it 21-6 with 2 seconds to go in the half. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio, 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Final seconds of the half coming up. Lions will kick off momentarily. Two teams will head for the locker room, presumably with a 21-6 score. Falcons will get the ball to start the second half. And I feel like we picked up right where we left off last week, Brandy. Mistakes just killing the Lions. Two turnovers have resulted in 14 Falcon points.
Self-inflicted injuries. It's been the story of this team all year. I mean, we were in this building when we saw two returns on special teams for touchdowns by the Vikings. We were in Tennessee when we saw two returns for touchdowns by the Titans that ultimately wound up costing them games. And last week we saw turnovers cost them against Arizona. And here we are tonight. Turnovers have cost them 14 points in a 21-6 halftime game.
Comes the run-up and the kick by Hansen. Just kind of sends a dribbler along, taken by one of the up men, Snelling at the 28. He'll get across the 30 to the 37. Just go down to his knees, and that'll end the half. 21-6, Falcons on top. Halftime coming up. We'll send it back to our NFL studios, our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. And Matt Derry is standing by. He'll get you up to date on the first half of this one, get you ready for a full weekend of NFL action as well. We'll get you some numbers from the first half. Most important numbers are up on the scoreboard, and right now it's all Atlanta. They lead it 21-6. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done. Having the most towing, the most payload, and the best fuel economy does. Which is why Super Duty is the truck the guys who do the hardest work depend on. It's number one in construction, ranching, farming, mining, landscaping, forestry, you name it. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the new 2013 Ford Super Duty, built Ford tough.
Best-in-class maximum payload, towing GVWR and GCWR when properly equipped. Fuel economy based on Ford Drive Cycle Test of comparably equipped 2011 and 2012 Ford and competitive models. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and Class 2 to 5 conventional chassis cab combined new registrations January 2011 through June 2012.
My six-year-old doesn't like it, but if he's riding his bike, he's putting his helmet on.
You do everything you can to protect your kids, to keep them safe, to keep them secure.
When he was a baby, I hung baby gates, put in cabinet locks, outlet covers. He got into everything.
And that's why it's no surprise that more parents in Michigan carry a card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network. It's protection that's always with you.
With Blue Cross, I know I'll get the best possible care for my family. Whenever we need it.
Get access to high-quality care through the largest network of doctors and hospitals in Michigan, plus health plan choices that are flexible for coverage that changes when life changes.
Now that we have Blue Cross, health coverage is the last thing on my mind.
A card from the Blues. More people carry it, more doctors and hospitals accept it, and more moms and dads prefer it. It's coverage that's simply amazing. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Listen up, everybody. If you've been injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Put the Bernstein Advantage to work for you today. Best call you'll ever make. 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Lions game day continues now on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Brought to you by Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. And by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM.
From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, here's Matt Derry.
Halftime at Ford Field. Lions trail the Falcons 21-6. Turnovers really hurting the guys in Honolulu blue and silver again. Today's home game brought to you by Xfinity Home from Comcast. Helps you stay connected to your home and family anytime, anywhere. Let's get to the first half highlights. Detroit with the first meaningful drive of the first quarter after a pair of punts. Matthew Stafford looking for the game's best wide receiver early, and he delivers.
Stafford with it. Back, sets, throws, got it complete. Caught by Calvin, right sideline, 35. Calvin, 40. Calvin into Falcon territory. Slips a tackle, gets inside the 35, and down to the 33-yard line. Megatron goes. That is a 49-yard gain, and with that, Calvin Johnson passes Herman Moore for the number one season in Lions history in terms of yards receiving in a single year. Herman Moore on the sideline being shown on the big screen, giving a thumbs up.
Record-setting catch for Calvin, but on the very next play, Michael LeSueur fumbles. Falcons recover and the drive stalls. Falcons get it. Matt Ryan to Roddy White for 16 yards. Then Matty Ice throws a home run ball.
Falcons from just inside the line, 45. Ryan wants the throw off play action. Deep right side. Got White out there. Caught at the 10. Into the end zone. Touchdown Falcons. He beat Chris Houston on the play.
While White didn't practice all week with a sore knee, looked good there. 7-0 Falcons. Lions get the ball back. Get on the board. 11 plays, 58 yards. Jason Hansen, a 34-yard field goal, was 7-3 Atlanta. In the second, Ryan stayed hot. 12 for his first 12, a 156 through the air. And again, he found Roddy White for six.
Ryan's got it. Looks right, comes back left again, setting up that receiver screen. Roddy White, and he's going to go. 15, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown. Big block by Tony Gonzalez. Keep banging on that door, and they finally kicked it in with that receiver screen.
9 plays, 80 yards. Atlanta up 14-3. Lions again with the ball and again turned it over. Stafford to Calvin. He fumbles. Falcons go hurry up. And Ryan in his comfort zone now.
Jaquizz Rodgers to his left. Ryan sets deep in the pocket. Throws right side. Wants Julio Jones. Got him. Did he get both feet down? No signal yet. Officials are talking. Touchdown Falcons.
They review it. It stands. Touchdown, Julio Jones, 21-3 Atlanta. Detroit goes hurry up to end the half. Jason Hansen again connecting on a 38-yard field goal after Calvin goes over 100 yards receiving for the eighth straight game, an NFL record. But at the break, the Falcons lead the Lions 21-6. We'll go around the NFL, get you an update on the Pistons as well. This is your home, Detroit Lions football.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross health plan advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
ABC Warehouse beats all deals on the top five brands of HDTVs. This week, get an LG 60-inch 1080p HDTV for just $9.99 or less. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Matt Derry back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Halftime, Atlanta leads the Lions 21-6. Matt Ryan has thrown three first-half touchdown passes. Around the NFL tomorrow, Green Bay, they've won the NFC North, entertaining Tennessee at 1 o'clock. Packers still want home field throughout the playoffs, but if Atlanta holds on tonight, best the Packers can do is a 2-seed. Very good ball game tomorrow in Pittsburgh. Bengals at 8-6, Steelers at 7-7. Bengals win, they go to the postseason. Steelers win, and they get two more victories, one more tomorrow and one the next week at 9-7. They would make the wild card spot, a second wild card in the AFC. And, of course, a big one tomorrow for the Bears. They need help. Two wins and help as they're at the Cardinals for a 4:25 start. Giants at the Ravens tomorrow at 4:25. We'll be back after this. This is your home, Detroit Lions football.
The Huron Valley Schools began using the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team to help save money for the school district. Here's Kim Root from Huron Valley Schools talking about how much they saved.
Consumers Energy Business Solutions actually saved us $34,000 in the current school year. And what that $34,000 actually translates into is approximately 34 computers, or enough to equip an entire computer lab. That could also translate into 283 textbooks. Or we could look at it as 113,000 breakfasts for kids who don't get breakfast at home before they come to school.
How long have you had the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team with you?
We're actually 3 years into the program. We were able to sort of lay out a timeline for tackling projects that would save us money over time. Actually, working with the team has been incredibly easy.
Whether your business is large or small, the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team offers rebates for installing energy-efficient equipment. Call 877-607-0737 or visit consumersenergy.com.
Tales are told about a mighty maple tree. It's been struck by lightning so many times, Mother Nature's given up. Every night it charms the stars into new constellations, and it's dulled the blade of every lumberjack foolish enough to try. When we look for inspiration to craft a new whiskey, we found more than just flavor. We found character. Introducing Crown Royal Maple. Whiskey started, maple finished. Crown Royal Maple Flavored Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2012, The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
Buddy's Pizza invites you to give the gift of square taste with Buddy's gift cards. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a free 4-square cheese pizza with one topping. Visit buddyspizza.com and order today.
Back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, Matt Derry with you. Halftime, Falcons 21, Lions 6. Update from Washington. Pistons have beaten the Wizards tonight, 96-87. Charlie Villanueva with 19. So Detroit wins back-to-back games over Washington. Our look ahead to the second half brought to you by Pink Lemonade 5-Hour Energy. From now until December 31st, benefiting the Avon Foundation for Women Breast Cancer Crusade. Look ahead to the second half, simple. Lions have to take care of the football. Last six quarters, after turnovers, they've given up 42 points. They trail the Falcons 21-6 at the half. We'll send it back to Ford Field after this on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
You know you should do it, and you know why. Exercising is absolutely critical for staying healthy. So why does it seem so hard to get yourself moving? You have to develop the right mindset to get and stay motivated. Stop thinking of it as exercise. Do something you enjoy, like walking the dog. Just think of yourself as someone who exercises, and eventually that becomes your identity.
This healthy tip is brought to you by Health Plus, the right plan for a healthier you. Check them out at healthplusdifference.org.
When I was a student at the University of Toledo, I had an internship and was involved in a marketing club. I learned all about being a leader, working on a team, and managing my own projects. I had always thought it would be really cool to work in the auto industry because my grandpa worked for Ford. So when I graduated and interviewed with the company, I knew it was my UT experience that helped me land the position. I'm Amanda, and UT turned my dream into a job.
Learn more about the University of Toledo during our fall campus preview days, going on now.
Tired sucks. But breast cancer can be devastating. That's why 5-Hour Energy is joining the battle against this dread disease. From now until December 31st, a portion of each sale of new Pink Lemonade 5-Hour Energy will be donated to the Avon Foundation for Women Breast Cancer Crusade. New Pink Lemonade 5-Hour Energy. Get the alert, energized feeling you need and support a great cause. Go to 5hourenergy.com for more information.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a small premium roast coffee for just $1 all day, every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Back in our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, Falcons are 30 minutes away from home field throughout the NFC playoffs. They lead the Lions 21-6. We send it back to Ford Field. Dan Miller, Jim Brandstatter, Tony Ortiz.
Yeah, good point on that, Deez. And one thing the Falcons are thinking about, too, is if they get that home field advantage, they will not play an outdoor game the rest of the way. So as long as they go, they would be playing indoors. And they were trying to wrap that up tonight. And the Lions have pretty much gift-wrapped it for them through 30 minutes. A couple of turnovers have resulted in Falcon touchdowns. A fumble by Michael LeShore, a fumble by Calvin Johnson. Matt Ryan's been very sharp, 15 out of 16, 184 yards, three touchdowns. Quarterback rating 154.2. Matthew Stafford has not been bad, 15 out of 19, 183. No touchdowns, no picks, 106.8 quarterback rating, but you just can't turn it over, and they did it twice in Falcon territory.
So let's look at the positive and glass half full. What do you think?
Right now?
Yeah.
You got 30 minutes left. That's what's half. That's the glass half full. Based on the way they've played?
I agree, but you put together
your last possession. 30 minutes.
Listen to me, okay? You're just not in the holiday spirit.
No. I'm not saying anything bad. You're asking me for the positive.
I'm looking for the positive. The last possession
they
had, they moved the ball inside of a minute and got a field goal and scored out of it. Now, that's the one thing positive you can take. Two, you can say, okay, look, we gave them 14. We just can't make our own mistakes and kill ourselves. That's the message that you've got to have if you're a Lion.